Welcome to the podcast. Podcast of K is for knowledge. Knowledge. Join us for topics about the housing market, world affairs, spirituality, healthy living, mental health, the pandemic, small businesses, entrepreneurship. And here's your host, Queen Sheba.
Kings and queens, I'm so happy to be doing this segment again. I did it last year and I'm happy to be doing it again. I would like to say happy International Women's Day to all my queens all around the world. Today's your day. I know every day is Women's Day. We have to celebrate ourselves every day, but I am telling you, today, treat yourself, pamper yourself, go to the spa, get your hair done, get your nails done, your toes, or just let your husband or your significant other just, you know, cook for you. Just pamper you and spoil you up today, okay? Today's your day. Today I salute every single beautiful woman on the face of the earth. You are amazing, you are loved, you are cherished, and you are appreciated. If nobody didn't tell you this today, you are appreciated. So go out there and just hold your shoulders up and hold your head up and just be phenomenal like you are made to be. You are blessed. You are phenomenal. You have amazing powers. You can make things happen. There's a lot of beautiful women out there that are just running their business, managing their family and kids, showing up and showing out. You hear me? So guys, don't ever give up. Stay focused. Stay motivated. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Today, of course, I definitely have to pay homage to the woman that molded me into the person that I am today. My grandmother, deceased Sylvia Gibbs. I thank you. Because of you, I was taught to be strong and independent. Don't depend on no man. Don't depend on anybody. Get out there. Go and make your money. Go and do your thing. Get education. And I thank you. Queens, we have to stay prayed up. We always have to thank God for all our blessings because we are really, really blessed. And Jesus said, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Mark 11:24 say, there's a condition to this promise that we pray according to the will of God, but it is the will of God to cleanse us from sin, to make us his children and to enable us to live a holy life. So we may ask for these blessings and believe that we receive them and thank God that we have received them. To my queens that, you know, have been struggling and feel like they can't make it and they feel like God forget about them, that's where a lot of us fail, because a lot of women fail to believe that Jesus pardons them personally and individually. They do not take God at his word. It is the privilege of all who comply with the conditions to know for themselves that pardon is freely extended for every sin. Put away the suspicion that God's promises are not meant for you. They are for every repentant transgressor. Strength and grace have been provided through Christ to be brought by ministering angels to every believing soul. None are so sinful that they cannot find strength, purity, and righteousness in Jesus who died for them. So what I'm saying is, even though you fall down or you did wrong things in the past, who is anybody to judge you? Nobody should be able to judge you. Only God can judge. And God is definitely saying that how you, there's no sin that you have done that he can't forgive you for. God can forgive you for any sin that you have done. So pick yourself up. build yourself, build your mindset back up and be like, you know what? That's the past. Let me get out of this. You know, let me break these chains. Let me get back on my hustle. Let me get back on my grind. Let me get back out there, take care of my family, take care of my children. Let me just let God forgive me of my sins and all the, you know, the wrong things I've done. Everybody did wrong in their life. Nobody's perfect, right? You live and you learn. That's all it is, queens. Don't knock yourself down. Build yourself up. Find the strength within you to get back up and succeed in this life. It's not easy, but the strong shall survive. Keep on pushing. You are amazing. You are strong. You are blessed. Keep your head up, queens. Keep your head up. Right now, I'd like to quote a little piece of Miss Maya Angelou's Phenomenal Woman. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flesh of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I am woman phenomenally. Now that's amazing. That's amazing. Basically, we are so amazing. We are so beautiful. We walk into the room and everybody's staring at you because you walk in there with class and grace. You just look lovely. And, you know, it's just you being you, you know. And as much as you think, you might think like you're not all that in your mind, you have to set your mind to like, I'm all that and a bag of chips. I'm all that. If you treat yourself like you is everything, other people will treat you to soup. But you have to believe within yourself that you are everything. You are enough. You are blessed. You are loved. You are amazing. You are chosen. You are the one. You could succeed. You will succeed. You will make it in life. You have to believe these things. And once you believe these things, manifest it within your life. Manifest it in your daily routines. Every day you look in the mirror and say, I am beautiful. I am blessed. I will succeed. I will make it. Every single day you look in the mirror and you say these amazing things to yourself. And you will see how your whole personality will change, your mood will be lifted, you will feel more empowered, you know. So these are just some of the things that, you know, I want to give you guys as advice to try every day. As a matter of fact, I would like to give you ladies 10 powerful affirmations that I say every day, and it really helps me. It keeps me motivated and empowered, and I think it will really help you guys in your daily life. So repeat after me. I am loved by universal source. I am here to learn. I am a wonderful person. I am choosing life. I am open to receive. I am a conqueror. I am loving myself. I can accomplish anything. I am healing from my past. I am changing my mindset. So every day, guys, if you could say these beautiful affirmations, it would definitely uplift your spirit to like the highest, like honestly. So, you know, just keep motivated. Keep yourself motivated. Keep pushing. I know it's hard. We're going through so many different things, pandemics and now wars and stuff, but I think we have to keep motivated and join like uplifting groups and powerful groups that there's other people who motivated in there that could help you with your motivation, and you might be able to help some other women with, you know, being uplifted. So just every day you just say these 10 daily affirmations, or if you have affirmations of your own, that's fine, but just stay positive, stay encouraged. For my black queens, we should always be inspired. We had some amazing women who fought to make a lot of things possible for us today. We have women like Harriet Tubman. She freed the slaves in the Underground Railroad. Miss Rosa L. Parks stood her grounds and sat on the bus. Miss Elizabeth Freeman, she won the first freedom suit. And we also have Miss Michelle Obama, Cicely Tyson, Maya Angelou, Kamala Harris. I mean, we have a lot of amazing women. Many, many more that I did not mention. But we have a lot of amazing women that we could look up to. They could be our inspiration. They could motivate us. You know, you could, a lot of these, like Michelle Obama, she have her book. We could read Michelle Obama book. They have stories on Netflix. We could read, you know, watch their stories, watch their movies, see where they come from, what they've been through. If they can make it out of the ghetto, you can make it out of the ghetto. If they could make it in life, you can make it in life. We all can make it in life. As black women, we also have black inventors that we could look up to. If you guys trying to start your own wine business, your own hair business, if you trying to start your own perfume, lip gloss, anything, the sky's the limit. You can do it. Go ahead and start. We have amazing black women investors like Alice Augusta Ball. She was a chemist. She developed the Ball method, a treatment for leprosy. Isn't that amazing? We have Miriam Elizabeth Benjamin. She was an American school teacher, an inventor, and she obtained a patent for the gong and signal chair for hotels. Now tell me this. We also have Patricia Era Bath. She was an inventor, a humanitarian, and an academic. She was the inventor of laser cataract surgery. Do you guys hear me? The sky is the limit, woman. We could do this. We can do this. Anything you always wanted to invent and you always wanted to do, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. It's better to try and fail than not to try at all. To all my women, scientists, teachers, doctors, nurses, entrepreneurs, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on inspiring other women to be like you. Not be like you per se, but to let them know that, hey, I'm a woman and I have succeeded in life. I made myself something. I made something of myself. You can do it too. For the young ladies that's coming up and in school, just get your degree. And even if you don't want to get a degree, become an entrepreneur. But follow the correct steps. Get your business, get your license, get your everything. Follow the correct steps of becoming an entrepreneur. Don't be a fly by night or behind the door, behind the scene, no. Just do it the right way and it will be more successful that way. All the women around the world, thank you for listening. I hope you guys have a blessed and amazing day. Today is your day. Every day is our day, but today, just put your shoulders up, get dressed, show up, show out. Y'all have a blessed and a wonderful day, and thank you for listening to my podcast once again. Blessings.
Thank you for tuning in. If you're about upliftment and entrepreneurship, this is the place for you. So hit the subscribe button. We thank our sponsors. Canvas Queen, All Legends Cleaning Service, Majesty Auto Repair,